We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, we have... I just totally messed that line up.
Hey, that's okay. Okay. Roll with it.
Just go with it. I'm going to tell you something. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Happy couple. Smitty and Breezy.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hello.
Hello.
Now you're talking with a British accent.
I can't help it.
I
need some fish and chips and some tea and crumpets.
Tea and crumpets.
Can I go with you?
Are you Mary Poppins now too? And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Hello, love. Shout out to...
Okay, you sound like Mrs. Doubtfire. That really freaked me out.
I was going for like Robert Plant, but or Motorhead, but apparently that didn't work. Oh, sorry, Lemmy. Shout out to 6 Mile, South Carolina.
What is in 6 Mile?
Not much.
Nothing. I got family from there, so I can say that. Yeah.
Heard Vince Neil is there.
In a camper down by the river.
I think there's like a lake or something. I don't know.
I don't know if there's a lake in 6 Mile.
I think it's just runoff.
I'm 90% sure it ain't. They don't even have water running out that way yet.
It's a swamp.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What up, what up?
What up? So, we're talking about diesels. And this is what we were talking about here in the last segment. You know, now, you know, the EPA has stepped in and technology has stepped in big time with the diesel industry. I mean, for years, diesel trucks were very simple, really. You know, they fire on compression. They don't fire on combustion like that. So, you know, they don't have to turn as many RPMs, so they, you know, tend to last longer, and they don't get as hot because they run a lower octane fuel, less wear and tear, you know, so they tend to last longer. But now they've got diesel engines that turn the same RPM as gas engines, and they have diesel engines with, you know, high pressure fuel systems and electronics and, you know, all these electrical wires that are submerged in hot motor oil. And really, the more you think about it, it's really a bad idea. It's kind of like that whole Zeppelin thing. Like, it just wasn't that great of an idea to begin with, but they keep doing it. But it's kind of like them Florida Georgia CDs. They just keep coming out with them. I'm telling you. Cruise. The remix. And but
God, I hate that song. That is them, ain't it?
That's them. Oh. I heard New Kids on the Block's going to cover that one.
Well, hey, I bet you they could do a better job than them dudes did.
I'm sure you probably got it if you did. Man. Anyway.
Keep moving. Diesels.
So, you know, but now diesels don't last as long as they used to. You know what I'm saying? They don't last as long. And now you've got the aftermarket stepping in and they're tuning them. I got my tune.
Big pipes.
So now you got guys drag racing. Used to, you pulled your race car to the track with your diesel truck. Now you drag race your diesel truck.
Man,
that's the world. That's the world we're living in.
I can't lie, dude. I mean, there is some fast.
Oh, there's some very fast ones.
Yeah,
there's some very fast ones. But do you realize that everything you've done to this truck has totally ruined what it was intended to do?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, it doesn't tow good anymore. It doesn't get good fuel mileage.
No.
It sure as hell ain't gonna last.
No, not at all.
And you're doing this in a vehicle that weighs 8,000 pounds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just like...
And it's shaped like a brick.
Exactly. You know, it's not like, you know, you're putting this engine in a Fiat and doing it. You're drag racing a four-wheel drive, three-quarter ton pickup truck or a one-ton truck. And they're making crazy power. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nuts. But they don't live. They don't last. They're not really made to do anything but make smoke and go fast. Well, gas engines have been doing that for a long time, you know,
yeah.
And they spend twice as much to do it, too, by the way.
And they sound better.
And they do sound better. I mean, like a diesel truck has been turned up. It's got this sound. It's an evil sound.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Didn't Dodge just a couple years ago make the 1500 with a little four-cylinder diesel.
Yeah, it was the Eco. I think it's called the Eco diesel.
Yeah,
Eco
it didn't something. Last long. Something happened to it or something. They pulled the plug on it.
It wasn't a good seller.
I don't think it's a four-cylinder. I think it's a six-cylinder. But I think it's like a V6, though. I could be wrong. It could be a four-cylinder.
Yeah, but it was just a little
small.
They
made a little diesel that wasn't good at anything.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't very powerful.
Except gas mileage. I do remember something saying it did get good gas mileage.
But how much do you pay for a diesel? How much more do you pay for a diesel? How much gas can you buy for that difference?
Exactly. And another thing, too, you got to think about, too, with this is, you know, back when diesel fuel was inexpensive, that was one thing. But yeah, now diesel fuel is very expensive. And now it's, you know what I'm saying. So that's, and that's the thing, you know, they want more power. And it kills me with these guys that tune these trucks. And because, like, they'll buy these diesel trucks. It's nuts. Like, you see the prices on some of these trucks.
Well, that's what I was going to bring that up.
I want to get in the next segment, we're going to jump all into this. But I don't want to get too far. But now the EPA has stepped in. Because before, diesel trucks really had no restrictions for years. I mean, it didn't matter. They picked all over the gasoline industry. Yeah. Diesel trucks do what they want. Then the EPA is like, hey, you need to do something to clean these old diesel trucks up.
It's kind of like trucks were in general, with like catalytic converters and things like that. Like, they had a few years leeway after cars were required to have them, which is why, like, the Little Red Express was the fastest vehicle sold in America in 79 because it didn't have any emissions equipment.
Exactly. But now diesel trucks have emissions equipment on them. They have, you know, what they call DPF, which is a diesel particulate filter. And they have DEF fluid, which is diesel exhaust fluid. DEF fluid. And, you know, and it's a tank that you have to fill up that actually cools your exhaust because it gets so hot because it incinerates itself to clean it.
To burn everything off.
Yep. I mean, it's insane. So you've got all these extra parts on there, and these are very expensive parts, and they do not last forever by any stretch of the imagination.
And they stink.
They stink and they get hot. And I know, like, when they first came out, which was insane, it was such a rush to bring this stuff to market. You know, Fords were actually setting fields on fire. The exhaust would get so hot under these trucks. Like, really? They would drive them out, like, into a field or something. Next thing you know, the field's on fire because of the exhaust on the truck. Yeah, it's insane. I mean, these things get thousands of degrees under the bottom of them, which is it's incinerating it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you got all this stuff. But now the aftermarket steps in, and it kills me with this. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I love that. I'm wearing a SEMA hat right now. I love the aftermarket. I got you. And I love it, but these guys get so misinformed, and I blame the forums on a lot of this. And I know I'm gonna get a little flack on this one. Everybody's a damn expert.
That's not true.
And just because you got like your forum name's like Ranch Hand, doesn't mean you're like the diesel doctor, you know? So you get these guys who are like, well, I was reading on this forum, I can get this tuned, I can take this DPF off, and all. And yes, your truck will run great when you take it off. It's just like taking catalytic converters off your car. It's like breathing through a rag. You are opening it up. I got you. But then you get these guys, yeah, I put this here six-shooter tune in it, and this, and we turned the fuel to this, and we did this, and we put a big turbo on it, and this, and I got 4-inch straight exhaust all the way out the back. Yes, it is. Congratulations. You know what you just did? You just made a $30,000 improvement on your truck that makes it last half as long, but it's going to run a quarter faster. That's my thing. And then you hear these guys, they're like, well, I was talking to my boy down there at the tune shop, and he was telling me this, and then it'll do that just fine. And this is my response to these guys, because I get this call probably 3 times a week at the shop. Well, you know, I want to put this tune in. What do you recommend? I don't recommend one. This is my logic with tunes. To an extent, there's some of them that are fine, but when you start getting extreme with them, you know, General Motors and Ford and Cummins and International and all these manufacturers, you know, Duramax is made by Isuzu, but you know what I'm saying. All these manufacturers, these guys are smart. Yeah. Do you not think they know these engines, what they can produce? And if they could make one tomorrow that would live through warranty, that made 1,000 horsepower, don't you think they would just go ahead and make that?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, you just hit on a completely different point. The second you do that, you just voided your warranty.
Exactly. And this is another thing for everybody that takes off all their EPA equipment. What do you do when they bring emissions tests into town? And you're like, oh, they ain't going to bring it here. There's several states bringing it in right and left.
Yeah, they've been talking about it.
And actually, next thing you know, you got a truck that you can't drive no more. And it's going to cost you thousands of dollars to put it back on. It costs way more to put it on than take it off. Anyway, guys. That's kind of crazy. It costs you more to put it on than take it off. It's like a reverse strip club in here.
That just ain't right.
That just ain't right. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking all about diesels right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio as always. We got our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hello.
What up, what up?
And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Whittier Boulevard in Los Angeles, California.
L.A. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know what's going on? Diesel trucks, man. Everybody's got one.
Everybody does have one now.
Everybody's got one. I mean, like, it's crazy. So, Cubby, like, you got a teenage daughter.
Yep.
And she's going to be dating soon.
Yeah.
What you going to do if she, like her man for her little boyfriend pulls up in like a big Dodge diesel truck or Ford diesel truck? I've been picking on Dodge guys a lot. Ford diesel truck.
Close the gate.
Good. That's a good one. That's a good one. How about if he's wearing them pants from Buckle?
Close the gate.
He's got them britches with rhinestones on them.
When you close this gate, so he can't get in or so he can't get out?
No, so he can't get out.
That boy,
he'll be buried if he gets in. He'll be buried.
That boy sit on top of a cinder block wall and throw sparks. That boy, back of his pants looked like Porter Wagner's jacket.
I know.
Look it up,
giving,
kids. It's worth it. Porter Wagner, you'll get it.
I know we are giving diesels. Some diesels bad rap here, but there are a lot of nice diesel trucks.
There is a lot of nice diesel trucks, and if you need a diesel truck, they're great. They're the best thing in the world, and I'll be honest with you, if you have a problem with it, come see Rob Pitts Truck Service. I'll be more than happy to fix you up with all your diesel service needs. But until then, I'm going to make fun of you. So, no, and there's nothing wrong with diesel trucks, and they're great, but some people are really taking it to the next level. And I'll tell you what's crazy is how popular they're getting is the prices of them. Of course, new vehicles are expensive now. I mean, a loaded out new half-ton truck is 65, 70 grand, and a new diesel three-quarter ton truck.
80 to 100.
Yes, 80 to 100, and the duallys are, 90 to 100 for a new dually loaded out. And they're great. I mean, they're loaded out. Leather, sunroof, every option you could throw at it, they got it. But it's the used market on these trucks, which blows my mind, because you get people that have got them, and you'll see them advertised like on Craigslist or at car lots or online. 2007 Chevrolet truck with 240,000 miles on it. I'll take 27,000 for it.
But it's a diesel, so miles. It's going.
It's just getting broke in.
It's
good.
Broke
I'm going to fill you in a little secret. She's a little past broke in.
Oh yeah, she's been broke in.
Yeah, she's worn. I promise you, 240. And this is my logic when people say that. Okay, even if it was just broke in, the rest of the truck still has 240,000.
Exactly. The seats.
The doors, the seats, the steering wheel, the steering itself, the rear, I mean, everything. I mean, people, and they don't understand it. They buy these, they jump in line to buy them.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. I mean, I'm a firm believer. Don't buy a fast car truck from, like a car lot or, 90% of Americans, period. But, I mean, if you buy a diesel from a young kid for that much, with that many miles on it, trust me, that thing.
If it's got a Salt Life sticker on it, turn around and walk away.
Walk. It's going to be ragged out.
Well, and one thing, I've broken the hearts of dozens of young men in their 20s come in. that didn't sound right.
no, it didn't.
Come in and say, hey, I want to buy me a truck. All right, what is it? 2008 Power Stroke. How many miles do I have on it? 195,000. We're not going to finance it. I know that 195,000 miles is nothing on a diesel itself. The bank does not care. So also, when you think about buying these older diesel trucks, you're going to pay cash for them, because no one that isn't like 30% interest is going to finance them.
Exactly. And now you've got these guys buying these trucks, and they're financed. You're never going to live to see it paid off, and it's never going to be running when you get it paid off.
What about the one that you had where the guy bought it for a lot of money and then had to take out a second loan to put a new engine in?
Exactly. Exactly. And you get this happens a lot, you know, and it blows my mind. Well, you know, my pawpaw had a diesel truck. It ran for 500,000 miles. Yeah, there's a big difference between your pawpaw's diesel truck and today's diesel truck. And, you know, and that's the big thing is these prices are sky high. And I mean, I understand, you know, if the market's hot, I'm all about it. You know, take advantage of it. But they're taking advantage of it big time. I mean, there's people selling things that, I mean, just, it's not worth it.
Yeah, there was a 2001 on the internet just the other day. I was looking at it. It was a 2001 2500 extended cab, short bed, four-wheel drive, you know, Duramax, blah, blah, blah. Had 200, and I want to say like 18,000 miles. The guy was asking 21.9, and like everybody in their third brother was meshing this, wanting to come look at it. I'm like, that truck ain't worth that to me.
That's an 18-year-old truck.
Exactly.
And at that price also, I mean, you come up with cash.
Yeah, you're not going to borrow
Everybody's
money.
Everybody's like,
that.
Oh, that's the best Duramax
Unless
ever
you're
made.
Banking at the bank of Satan, you're not going to borrow any money on that.
That's the best Duramax ever made.
Oh, I won't tell you something, and that kills me. Or you get them Ford guy. I like that old 7.3, but you can't beat old school 7.3. They all break. There's nothing bulletproof about bulletproof.
But it's got an Allison transmission.
It's been. You know what? They break too. You know, and that's the thing.
And they're expensive to fix.
Extremely. and that tickles me, you know. Oh, yeah. And they use big truck terms, you know. It's got an Allison transmission. Yeah, but there's a big difference between your 1,000 Allison and the Allison that's in everything else. You know what I mean? Like, you have the junior version Allison. You've got the Happy Meal Allison transmission.
You got exactly. A sticker.
You know, and I mean, it's a tough transmission. I'm not knocking it. It's a great little, little transmission. It's not the Allison transmission that's in a Freightliner truck. There's a big difference there, you know. Yeah, the only thing they really have in common is they both take the same transmission fluid in the name. Period. Yeah. But and that's the thing. Like these guys, it's got an Allison transmission in it, or it's got this, or it's got or Cummins. It's a Cummins. There's a big difference between your 6.7 or 5.9 Cummins and the Cummins N14 in the Freightliner truck beside you. That's not the same. The only thing they really share in common is the little emblem on the front of it, you know, and. That's another thing. These guys, you know, this truck's got 240,000 miles on it. Yeah, but the doors are falling off of it. You know why? Because it's got the same doors as the half-ton truck does on it. You know, or it's the
even if the engine's still in good shape. A quarter of a million miles is a quarter of a million miles.
Exactly. That's a lot of wear. You got to sit in that thing sooner or later to do that. You know, and that's when things start wearing. But these guys buy these trucks and they put them a fresh set of wheels on it and. Fresh Salt Life sticker and go home.
And that's the thing, dude. I mean, they'll buy these trucks and then they'll put the big offset wheels with the big knobby tires on
which is even worse on hubs and bearings.
Yeah. And then they'll drive these things until them tires are butt naked and then they'll be ready to sell it because they can't afford $400 a tire again. Because they don't put.
I just paid these off.
Yeah, that's what tax time is for.
Rent and roll.
For savings.
Oh, my God.
You know, whoever came up with that's probably truly ingenious, though.
No, they're probably truly wealthy, also.
Exactly.
They're terrible people.
We're going to charge you 40% interest.
You know, I just had the meanest thing ever. When a banker tells you somebody's truly evil, they're evil. I'm just throwing that out there.
It's true.
That's like an attorney telling you somebody's bad. They're bad, okay? They're really bad. Oh, but that's something you seriously got to watch with this stuff. I tell you what else you got to watch out for. It's these damn commercial breaks. Every time,
every
son.
Time
running
around.
Right up my pants leg. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about diesels this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And so sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And then, of course, as always, we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
What up, what up?
What's happening, y'all?
I was ready for you to start talking like a chick. That'd have been awesome.
I thought about it, and I was like, I'm going to let her slide.
He's like, yeah.
The second time it's been stolen tonight.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is cracking in Wabash, Indiana? Almost said the other thing.
It's cracking.
It's cracking.
That's Indiana, Rob, not India.
Listen.
That's
okay.
Why you wanted to
geography.
Say that so
bad. Geography was not my strong suit. Okay. Listen, and reading comprehension apparently wasn't either. But you know what I'm saying. All right, listen. One guy makes one mistake, and you won't let him live it down.
Nope.
You got hair like Fabio.
I was about to say, you shoot at me every time you get a chance. I ain't missing neither, buddy.
I'm telling you. No. It's hard to miss that. Santa Claus knows he's going to bring you Barbie dolls. Anyway, then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, so we're talking about diesel trucks. Now, I'm going to tell you a diesel truck that was extremely handy and I think would do well now. How about the little diesel trucks? And now, you know, they make a Nissan with a diesel engine in it. But how about, like, the small diesel trucks?
I had a little Zuzu Pup with
exactly.
a diesel.
Exactly.
Sure
those
did.
Things got, like, 25 miles, 30 miles a gallon.
And just chug
but
it
is
on.
It, but is it worth it, though? Because they'd have to put emissions equipment on them.
It's not worth it today, and it really
and
wasn't
the price
worth
of fuel.
It then,
yeah.
Because, again, diesels are expensive. They're great little trucks. They do run forever.
There's still those little pups. They're still, like, running around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're like slow-moving beasts.
The body's gone, but the motor's still going.
Oh, them things are slow. But, I mean, there and again, though, dude, think about it. The Ranger is a full-size truck. They don't make small trucks anymore.
Yeah, well, have you seen those new? They just don't look right.
No, I seen one the other day.
Those new Rangers.
They're literally like the mid. I said that they're like the 2000 to 2004 F-150s. They're about that size.
They're just funny looking.
They are. They're different.
They're funny looking. They're husky.
Yeah.
They're not quite thick. like grown man size, but they're not like the kid size. They're husky.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Dodge Dakota.
Hey,
I got a question on a diesel.
What's that?
Did not Volkswagen? Didn't they stop making like their cars?
No, they still make. They still make diesels.
The Jettas and stuff. They stopped.
They had to quit for a minute
because they lied.
Yeah, they got in a little bit of trouble, like $12 billion worth of trouble.
Yeah, and so that's the thing though. Those cars sell like crazy. I'll tell you another thing. It's got crazy values. TDI Bugs and TDI Jettas. They swear by those things.
Well, they have crazy value to a Volkswagen dealer if they have to buy it back.
Yeah.
there were people making money off of selling them back to the dealerships.
That's nuts.
But, I mean, them things, dude, they can be pouring oil out of every seal on that motor and still just right on up the street.
Is that what it sounds like?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
One more time.
It's like that garbage.
I'm
going to
have nightmares tonight hearing that noise. Do-do-do-do.
If you look under the bed, it'll be Smitty.
That's freaking me out.
Rattling his garbage can.
Now, if you've seen if you've looked at the new Volkswagen, like a lot of the new Volkswagens, they're all basically like a Dodge. I mean, the minivans that they made is...
They are Dodges.
Yeah, they are a Dodge with a Volkswagen motor in it.
No, some of the... whatever Volkswagen's called, it's got a 3.6 in it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's Volkswagen.
So we're having So we got Chrysler
is making minivans for Volkswagen.
Ever since I got into that trouble,
we got what in the hell is going on with the world?
I swear to God. Hang
so
on,
you've got, I mean, I'll be honest with you. If I was going to want something, if I'm going to sub something out, I wouldn't go to Chrysler to make it. Like, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Like if all the places in the world, of all the Kias and Daewoos and places you can go.
Well, with the minivans, to, I mean, probably would say I would go to Daewoo. Believe it or not, if I mean, I would say minivans, I would probably go to Chrysler.
Was Hyundai busy or something?
They made the minivan, so.
I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it's like, of all the things you could, you know, make.
I mean, if you really want.
We got Chrysler making it.
If you're really bored and you can find it, watch the Dirty Money documentary on the Volkswagen scandal.
Oh, I bet. I bet that's interesting.
Very interesting.
It sounds like a page turner.
You watch a lot of documentaries.
I love them, dude.
I mean, I do too. I think it's awesome. But
the Dirty Money documentary on the Volkswagen scandal.
Well, that's what he does when his hair is like bent to the dryer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What is it, the beauty parlor?
I know when people come over and I'm like watching documentaries or like how it's made and stuff, they're like,
that blows my mind. The Rutan is a Dodge Caravan.
Yeah.
3.6 Pentastar or 3.8 liter Chrysler.
What is this world coming to? But Corsair again, Supras or BMWs.
Yeah, man. I'm far more upset about that.
I mean, you know what's crazy? So we got the Germans coming to us, and now we've got the Japanese going to the Germans. What's next?
Everybody in bed with everybody.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. It's like, I mean, it's,
and now they put marshmallows in Fruit Loops.
That just ain't right.
Do they?
I'm drawing the line. I'm drawing the line. I like marshmallows and my Lucky Charms, but not in my Fruit Loops.
I can't even say anything that wouldn't be inappropriate.
It's probably best, Professor. Just my mind's still on the whole caravan Volkswagens. Goodness, that's crazy. Hitler will be cutting backflips.
Old Hitler and Leo Iacocca.
But what do you all think about?
You know what? There's a striking resemblance in them two guys. I'm just saying.
Diesel
put
implants.
A little funny mustache on them. Same thing.
Diesel implants.
Now, how about hot rod diesels? That's a big thing now.
I like
hot rod.
You got
my old buddy Steve Darnell over there, welder up in Vegas.
Hey, it's even invading mini trucks. There's a square body, four-door Ranger, body drop, everything. Got the old bread truck, four-cylinder.
4BT Cummins.
Yeah, 4BT Cummins.
Yeah, that's
and she's clean, too. I love that truck.
I mean, they're coming, you know, into, you're starting to see diesels, I mean, really going into, like, you know, C-10s, the rat rods and C-10s. Well, Diesel Brothers built one. These guys, I mean, are really, really going. They put a Duramax in the C-10.
Yeah, they put a Duramax. Yeah.
So did Power Block. I watched them do that. Hmm. And really? The fabrication.
Oh.
To put it in like a four-wheel drive, K5 C-10?
Yeah.
The fabrication, dude. Like, they was having to cut the hood and extend it out.
Well, you know, think about how big a diesel engine is.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to cut a thing every way but loose.
Yeah.
I mean, and I mean, it's cool.
I love seeing them in rat rods.
You know, they're kind of cool in some of the rap. Like Steve Darnell stuff, like he's a cool guy. And I mean, like stuff like that is kind of neat. But I don't know. I'm like old school. I like to burn gasoline.
Once you do it, it's done. Okay? And that's the only problem with what Steve Darnell is doing is, yeah, he had that one huge show car, but then it's been done.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do it eight more times and it really have the same impact.
Well, I'm with you there. And I mean, he's built one. Well, he built a Dodge Charger with a diesel in it. I mean,
he built a 57 Chevrolet with one in it.
No, it's gas.
Oh, is it gas?
It's gas. It's gas. It's gas.
No, his Charger dude, and he had
his personal one.
Silver one. It's gas. That's, I'm almost positive it's gas. I know the 55 Chevrolet's gas.
I thought that thing was diesel.
No, it's a gas job.
He built that Charger, man, and he had a darn, looked like a bicycle chain turning the supercharger. You remember that?
Uh-huh. That's
that thing
nuts.
Was dangerous.
Hey, that thing looked very, like, that thing looked like, do the words decapitation mean anything
exactly.
to you? When it drove by, like, we all ducked.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the thing. It's cool looking. It looks like some Mad Max looking stuff showing up.
Definitely Mad Max looking.
It was.
Super Swampers or whatever they call them.
I'm telling you, them big little redneck bull tires. They're gloss, though, because he's raised right.
Yeah,
and
exactly
right. You
know. Takes the sleeves off. And
that boy ain't got a shirt with sleeves on it, I'm telling you.
Or holes in it.
Yeah, I've never seen Steve Darnell. I was like when I interviewed him. I asked him. I told him. I said, "Have you ever had a shirt with sleeves on?" And he said, "When I was a kid."
Well, it is like 117 degrees all the time where he lives.
No, it's not 117 degrees. That's the thing. Like, you know, it's hot like a month out of the year in Vegas, like that. I mean, it gets warm.
Yeah, but that dude wears Caterpillar work boots.
Exactly. And long socks.
Yeah, I was about to say, them insulated socks that you go hunting in.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It makes my feet sweat just
exactly.
watching.
Exactly.
I'm telling you.
But you know what? That mug probably picks up a lot of women like that.
Yeah, but you
wearing boots like that?
Yeah.
I guarantee you take his boots off in the garage. I bet his old lady don't let him bring them in the house.
I bet. I'll tell you something. That's just... And Dr. Scholes needs to be his sponsor in corn and bunions. Walking around them clodhopper boots every day in the sun.
Builds calf muscles.
And builds some, all right. Might have some of them tight diabetic socks on.
I know where I can get some socks.
Up in Tennessee.
Oh, but you know, but the diesel thing is really took over. I mean, like, you see it really big at C-Line, and you know, you got all your diesel guys here, and we're going to get into this in the next segment, and I'm being instructed that we got another damn commercial break, so we got to stop again. All right, guys, hang tight. We're talking diesels this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 863 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host. With the most. It rhymes. I'm like a poet and didn't know it.
Oh, here we go.
Bless your heart.
Can make a rhyme anytime. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Happy couple. Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening?
And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is happening, Topeka, Kansas?
And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
What's up?
What up?
What up? I didn't know where that came from. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's craziness. Guys, we're talking about diesel trucks. So we've been talking about diesels, you know, this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We talked about hot rod diesels. We even talked about Rudolph Diesel, the inventor of the diesel. We talked about why do you guys have diesel trucks that don't need diesel trucks. I mean, it's actually been a pretty good show about it.
We
got a laugh or two in, which is
nice.
I've
enjoyed it, yeah.
It's kind of nice.
I have enjoyed this show.
I have too. I mean, you know, I mean, I think Richard's thinking about getting him a diesel truck.
No.
Because everybody knows a banker needs a diesel truck.
Yeah, you know, I'm to drive to my office every morning.
Yeah, you know. It's handy. You might need to haul some paperwork.
Yeah, really. I might need to tow the Murata.
that would save you a lot of money.
That's actually very possible.
I was about to say, so technically you do need a diesel truck.
So you
get Richard, miles on it.
Exactly.
I think I can do that with a half ton.
Take the Murata for a tow.
It's you a know. Nice day out.
It's a nice. Take the Murata out for a Sunday push, you know. Oh, I live to aggravate you about that.
Yeah. Go to the cruising.
Actually, I was looking at motorhomes, and that's the name of a new motorhome, is the Murata.
Don't buy that motorhome.
Yeah, I kept walking. It's just bad juju. I just like,
It'll get you home, but that's it.
Well, it's a good thing you can sleep in it, you know, because...
It will be your home.
It's like home. No motor. Home is where it dies. That's what's just... I'm telling you. That's just bad. But, Smitty, what's your final thoughts on diesel trucks?
Man, I respect the diesel truck all the way around. Love them. But if you're going to class them up like your britches, just leave them alone and don't buy it.
You don't want light up disc brakes?
Don't put speakers in your fender wheels.
Oh, Lord, that was horrible. Oh, Lord. I remember that guy.
The one coming back from Tennessee.
Don't put your Instagram handle on your back glass. Yeah.
Trust me. If you own a diesel truck, you're not that guy. I promise.
I do like when they put the outdoor speakers in their fender wheels. That's kind of neat. So we can all listen to the crappy music you listen to.
Yeah, in the tunnel. Me and Richard was listening to the guy on in
on the way back from Tennessee.
I don't want to listen to Florida Georgia Line when I'm passing you.
Well, see, that's the thing. He wasn't. He was like listening to Yo Gotti or Little Yachty or whoever.
He's confused.
Yeah.
Somebody with face tattoos.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
One of those guys.
Little something.
Little something. Little
something. Yeah.
Little whatever. One of them guys. But, you know, I like diesel trucks, but I think all in all, I think people need to reevaluate a lot of things and think, do you really need a diesel truck? Because I want to tell you something, the expenses of it, they're not cheap. And I know we joke about it, but they are not cheap to keep and maintain. And if you need a diesel truck, if you're using a truck for truck things,
yeah,
like doing truck stuff, and I'm not, and when I say truck stuff, I'm talking about kind of like Mustang stuff, like driving into crowds and things like that. But truck stuff like hauling heavy equipment and doing something, I always got to throw a punch at Mustang guys. And, you know, and all that, then you need a diesel truck. But to just ride around, and they're really not made for that. And, I mean, you're really wasting a lot of money for a look.
Well, just think about it like this. On average.
Or you could do like my old man and stick some of them emblems on there.
It's cheaper.
On average, a diesel truck running regular Rotella 1540, an oil change for that thing is going to cost you around $200.
Exactly. We're talking about on like a small, light-duty diesel.
15 cores.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, that's not fuel filters.
No.
And I mean, these are very expensive vehicles to maintain. And, I mean, granted, you can go a little further on your service intervals versus a gasoline engine, a little further. But that being said, I mean, you have the cost. And then you have the fuel that's $4 a gallon versus compared to gas that's $2 and something a gallon.
Yeah, I think premium right now, I paid $279 or something the other day. So, of course, regular is less than that, which is fine for
me. Mr. High Class came in.
Yeah.
I think the premium.
He drove a caddy.
You can always tell that Cadillac, man.
At least I put premium in it.
You do put premium in it.
So many people don't.
Why did you put that in there? You're breaking us. That's the funny story.
That happened.
Why did you put premium in there? Goodness gracious. That $4.50 just killing us. But I think that's a big thing that a lot of people don't think of. You know, like they get like tunnel vision.
Yeah.
And they buy these things.
I can roll coal.
Why would you? Why
spit my grizzly.
that's just not a good thing.
No.
Spit and dip is your thing. I mean, it's cool and all, but
I mean, that's fine. Yeah.
Everybody's got their bag, you know.
Anything.
But yeah, they're just can't get down with it like that, you know.
No.
And that's the thing. I mean, if you do a lot of hauling, a lot of towing, I can understand it. But if you don't, there's really not a lot of need in it.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of these guys, the bad thing is probably really, you know, you talk about like you know how the EPA stepped in. If you had to provide a reason to own a diesel truck, that would probably cut the diesel truck population, light duty especially, in half.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah. Then you wouldn't have to have all the emission stuff on there because it wouldn't be so many of them running around.
Mm-mm.
Be like, no, you don't have a reason to have it. You can't have one.
You have zero reason. Get you a 2,500 gas motor.
Get you a you get you a trailer and a skid steer and you can go get one. How about that?
Just get a trailer.
Yeah. Just a trailer is one thing. That's a big step.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're moving in the right direction there.
You know, and I mean, I think that's a lot of guys that are serious overkill with that stuff. But there again, it's all in what you like. And at the end of the day, you know, I mean, it's just opinion. But I definitely something you want to think about, those expenses and these things. I don't think a lot of people think this stuff through.
Well, I mean, they obviously value our opinion because they're listening to us right now.
I know.
So,
well, I mean, I think they're listening at us. You know, I don't know if we're really, like, taking it in.
They still hear us. Yeah, they'll think about it.
Probably won't be too many diesel listeners next week.
It's okay.
It's all right.
We've lost a lot
after next week.
You know, like it's the first time we offended somebody.
Exactly.
Like this is a new concept.
We've gotten so much better.
When we pick one group and offend them for 2 hours, I mean, it's...
No, you know, and we're not offending them because of the diesel truck community I love. You know, but there's some people that are a part of it that I don't think they'd really want them in their community either, that I don't really care for, you know, or I think that kind of makes the group look bad or dumb or both.
Look, you know, you asked me, and I got, you said, you know, if you got to provide a reason, blah, blah, blah. I got the perfect way. Before you even go to the dealership, look at the bill on your hat. If it's still flat, you do not need a diesel truck.
You can't have a flat bill hat in a diesel truck.
You cannot wear Sperry's and drive a diesel truck.
How about them compression britches?
I think that's for FJ drivers.
Yeah. You're definitely driving two of the FJs.
Yeah, if you got compression pants, you're driving an FJ.
Do you concur?
If your shorts are khaki.
Do I have to? I mean, it's right there.
No, it's in black and white. I mean.
Tan and cream, actually.
I'm telling you. That's I'm with you, you know. Maybe Patty ought to get him a decent truck, toughen him up a little bit.
Pats are good people. I hate it. He ain't got good choice in clothing around us.
I seen his engagement pictures. He knows somebody knows how to dress him.
He's snazzy.
He's snazzy.
That thing looked like it was tailored. It didn't come from men's warehouse. I'm just saying.
I don't know. From looks at it, it must have come from Destination XL.
I'm not laughing at you, Patrick. I'm laughing with you.
Wow. I still got it.
That's a way to end the show.
I'm telling you, that's horrible. That's horrible. That's right. Making the producers cry one at a time. Right here, Hot Rods and Happy Hour. But it is. And I hope you guys learned a little something about diesels today. And I know we had a lot of fun talking about them. And, you know, I want to thank everybody for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.